Blog Talk Radio.
Who catches your eye? What turns you on? What tickles your fancy? We talk about it all, from the girl next door or the boy down the block. We're all talk. Put the pedal to the pedal. Sweet perfume and leather jackets with your host, Jill Reed.
So, I guess I was going to send you to school today. I was going to send you way back in time or into the present time if you have children. Into the present time if you're around children. Into the future of our children. Teaching our children to think in concepts. What's so significant about that? I'll tell you what's so significant. It's so significant because if we don't learn to link our thoughts, the thoughts that come to us as percepts, those things that we experience, as in seeing, hearing, smelling, especially, tasting, but touching, your senses, so to speak. If we don't learn to link them for individual benefit, we will trust someone else's internal guiding system to guide us, and it may be wrong, all wrong. So it becomes very important that we ensure that our children and that we as adults are paying attention to more than just one percept at a time. That's right. More than one percept at a time. What was all that about? Happy anniversary, Jill Reed. 11/12. Well, I'll have to pay attention to that. November 12th might be a special day for me, but I do know why. It was a special time. Back in 2012, when I decided that I would create this radio show to help people see that there's really only one thing wrong with life, and that is dying. And there's something very right about life, and that is self-leadership. Self-leadership, and children need taught how to lead themselves through their own guidance system, or they will fall for anything. People have tried to share this concept for, oh my God, how many generations? Because for thousands of years, some 3,000 years, we have been following when we should each be leading. We made a huge leap, some 3,000 years ago, when in order to survive, our minds took a gated leap, just like a horse. Oh, do horses jump much? Let's just be the deer in the woods that can leap. We took a leap. We took a leap in consciousness, into consciousness, in order to survive, or we would not be here. None of us today would be here if human beings hadn't taken this leap in consciousness to save them their very selves. You see, there was a time when we functioned simply as people that existed. And we don't need to live like that anymore because we as a species, saved ourselves from existence by being creative with what we had in nature, and we surpassed our own nature and became so much more. You were born someone special. You're like the cream of the cream, the cream of the crop, the top of the top. That's right, each one of you listening, because you don't function like the other animals in nature. You function or can function at a very high level. And we either continue going as if we're the animals in the wilderness reacting to the world around us, seasons, weather patterns, other animals, humans, or we move beyond and we gather control. We gather our own control and imagine a society where everyone had gathered their own control. And we have more than we have right now. We are at this edge of another leap for conscious man and conscious ladies. We're at an edge. It's a very important time for us to realize that all civilizations have fallen to the hands of a ruling class that controlled the masses, building beautiful cities, structures. And only if we leap beyond their rule over us will we make it. Societies have killed themselves because a few people at the top needed to keep the control on the masses. It is time for us to check our rhymes with masses out of it. And I'm looking at some wonderful evidence right now. Oh my gosh, I just woke up this morning so inspired by some of the things I've done in the past that play a very important role in some current events that are happening right now. And I said to myself, oh my gosh, there's another road trip. Oh my gosh, just when you think that you're just in a place where it feels good, these things are coming in and there's more to do. There's something very important in my very near future. And I know that it will impact so many people. Because of my past, because of where I grew up, because of the people that I met, the places, the situations, the circumstances that I went through in my life that put me in a place to do some more leadership. And each one of us has things that we've done, we've been part of. We can link our thoughts and go, oh my gosh, remember when I did that? Remember who I met and remember? And gee whiz, and you know, okay? We all have those, but if we don't think like this, if we don't link our thoughts and we simply function as what author Mark Hamilton called the automatons, Mark Hamilton and Dr. Frank R. Wallace, two brilliant writers, by the way. If you've never read any of their work, read it because it will make sense to you, more sense than this crap of following leaders. Like right now, it's such a breakdown. Look at history right now. We need led out of this poverty trap more than ever. It will be the breakdown. It's happening right now. There are few people that feel that either one of their candidates is even close to who should be leading a country. It's a beautiful thing because it's another significant sign of the times. One significant sign of the times. And so here I was this morning faced with this, and now I see the topic of my radio show is like nearly perfect because it's right in line with where I've got to head out, where I've got to go, what I need to do. I asked the question, does a child have to go to school to learn how to have major success? Absolutely not. No. Mentors were what some of the greatest genius minds that have brought us values have had in their lives. Mentors. Those who helped them break beyond their own boundaries, their barriers. Like Mozart. Beethoven, as far as the world of arts through music. Brilliant painters had their mentors who helped them break through. Brilliant scientists worked with some of the greatest minds in science to break through in science. In the world of business, we saw an example of someone who was so brilliant in his forecast of what could be done with all the ships that were left at the end of World War II. The Korean. What will we do with all those boats? What are you going to do? A boat floats. It's going to do no good. If it sits in the water, it's not making money. And this brilliant mind saw an inn and bought those ships and made those boats float. And he's a great example of thinking ahead, taking something that seems to be of no value and making it of greater value than it was before as wartime. What the hell is that war? What is it good for? Absolutely nothing. Absolutely. Some of us that were alive during Vietnam really knew there was nothing right about how war was now being used. We were beyond the belief that it's okay to go out and pillage and plunder. And some of us were too young to be part of it. And some of us were too old to be part of the Gulf War. And we are truly blessed. For we can see it all from the eyes of the child. That people before and after didn't get. The Cold War was over. And then we have idiots who are a ruling class. They're still doing the same stuff. Creating problems where none exist. Excuse me. Every nation has enough resources for every individual to be wealthy, healthy, and safe. We will never have it when we follow a few people who have to control the masses and are looking like, that's right, at least Donald Trump hasn't been in politics. He's built business. It doesn't mean I support the man. I'm not telling anyone what I believe when it comes to politics, except that I believe in depoliticizing. Meaning get politics out of the values that we really need, such as health. Get them the hell out. Get them out of school where they don't belong. When teaching is a job for someone to go to instead of a life journey of love, there's something wrong. When teachers can't love children, there's something wrong. When children don't learn to think in concepts, there's really something wrong. It will leave them out of control the rest of their lives. It is so wrong. It serves no purpose. It is of no value to a nation. America used to rank high in education. I was part of those great times. You know that even when my sister was in high school, she was part of the war times. Just that close to me, it was going on. Just that close to me, it was going on for my brother. But by the time that I graduated from high school, there wasn't a chance that the guys that I was friends with were going to war. And then we got to be too old of fogies to be stuck in the trap of a few people telling others what to do with their lives. And I talked to the people that were born at the time that I was born, and for several years thereafter, and I remind them how blessed they are, how they were not shredded with the thought of war in their lives. What a beautiful time it was. There's no reason for all these battles. There's a reason to unite by value creation. Depoliticize. Get the power off of the values we need. No, a child does not have to go to school to learn to have major success. How can every child not be left behind? How can adults get ahead? We do it by teaching them to link their thoughts. We teach them so much more than what they're learning today. We mentor them. We don't cause them to memorize random thoughts out of context, random facts even out of context. We put things into context and they understand. Perhaps today I've helped you understand the perils. What's the word peril mean? Forget it. Do you believe all children are born to self-lead? Do you believe your philosophy in life matters? Do you have a philosophy in life? All children can self-lead. And a philosophy in life matters. As long as we believe that every life matters, that every child can self-lead, and every life matters, we will get to one of the most prosperous times ever in the history of the world, with the most evolved conscious beings ever existing in the whole world. It can happen so quickly. What can you do with the education you have? What education do you have? What have you learned throughout your life? What about your circumstances, situations, and people that have been in your life? What about the lives of the people that you've been in? How have you helped them to become more? Have you? Have you become more? Chances are, no, because we are still searching for something. We're searching for something more than this limited world in which we live. If we teach the children to think in concepts, this world of limits will end. They'll never fall for the stuff we fail for and failed because of, and that is following other human beings. Mentors are incredible. Incredible. But the mentors be about the gain for every student, not the gain for themselves as much as ensuring that the student becomes as good as or perhaps surpasses the teacher. That should be the way of living. Ask yourself, what can I do with the education I have? And it doesn't mean a college education. It doesn't even mean a high school education. It means, what can I do with what I have right now? All the situations, circumstances, people, places that I've been, what's in it for me? Be a WIFM. What's in it for me? WIFM. I don't know who came up with that, but I heard it years ago. WIFM, it's not mine. I don't take credit for it. But when I heard it, I thought, whoa, Whiffums. It was kind of derogatory at the time, but it's really not. It's been a problem that we weren't about what's in it for me. Because when we get committed to what's in it for me, the world gets better because we get better. All children should never not be educated to be self-leaders, linking their thoughts into concepts, not driven by percepts. That's what's wrong with the governing bodies in all nations. One little idea and making it stick? Are you kidding me? Can a simple understanding make you more successful than someone who is lacking this teaching? What I've taught you today? Yes. That understanding can make you more successful than someone who's lacking this understanding, this teaching. We will always be in need of certain things. Always. There are those that have created them and controlled them. But that which has been created can be improved upon. Hey, I was created. So were you. Did you lay in the crib your whole life? No. Because you're a conscious being that we came out of the need to survive. We don't live like they lived in 1000 BC. What about all these calendars? Who cares? You know what the facts are? And they stick. If there was a time when we lived in nature, we don't anymore. We've gone beyond nature. A gated leap in consciousness, the mind leap into consciousness, and it's time to make another leap. You are amazing. You're beautiful. You're capable. You're fantastic. You're everything you need to thrive, not to survive. You have everything you need to thrive because we are thriving. We leap beyond survival. And now it's time to move beyond poverty, which, by the way, is needed in politics and religion to be needed by the masses. And yet they can look like, oh, I've already said it. It rhymes with it. And we'll still decide that we'll choose them? I'm appalled. I'm appalled that we can have someone that has done things against our very nation and the people in its nation proven that we could consider for leadership. I'm appalled that we could stick our head in the sand and not believe that which is documented. But I'm also sick to think that we elect people to rule over us. We can adopt one law after we elected a president that would slash his or her own base of power, the federal budget that comes out of your paychecks, your hard work, whether you're sitting or on your whatever, or plowing through the grass. Out of your paycheck comes the money to elect people. Now, we put that into the re-elect a president or elect a government, elect a president fund in your income taxes. I was once told if you put the dollar in there, you'll never be audited. Oh, can you believe that? What a great way to get more money, to go into the election of officials to tell us what to do. Oh, I believed it for a little while. I had seen what it was like for my parents to be in business, and I knew that there were two different forms of men that governed their life more than my dad did. There were two tax people. There was a guy that did the accounting for us. We had to go in and take all the books in and pay him to keep things right after my mother did her part. And then there was this tax guy that came by and collected the taxes. Back in the 60s, everyone. They literally dropped by. They visited the businesses to collect the revenue. And now we willingly just turn it over. All computerized. How slick is that? But we still turn over our hard-earned dollars. For what? So that people can tell us what to do and teach our children percepts? I mean, to think with only percepts instead of concepts? That's wrong. When someone begins to link their thoughts in the proper fashion, they become amazing. And I'm still hurting because I cannot believe that a young man, the age of my oldest son, has died of natural causes. He created a phone system that worked for the family's business. Tied them all together, made it work really slick. Made things work with technology. A man who was forever touched by the loss of his little brother, who while walking home from grade school told his buddies that he was afraid to go home because of his grades. He was afraid his dad would kill him. His dad didn't kill him. He killed himself that night. Yes, his older son died. His older brother died of natural causes. Just at the peak when he was having new breakthroughs. Breakthrough after breakthrough. Of higher intelligence. Living his life purpose. Of being of value to himself and to society. What a tragedy. And we all have this ability, but we only notice it when someone does more, when we could all be doing more. It is time to change the way we teach our children. I have an opportunity to work with a group of ladies. I don't usually separate myself out into working just with ladies or just with men. I work with men and ladies all the time, you sweet perfume and you leather jackets. But I had the honor of being selected as a woman who leads with her heart. And I don't like the word woman, and you know it. So I'm actually one of the women who leads with her heart. And I have another project to go do. I believe in uniting the people through value creation. I'm tired of the people that are putting other people down for the work that they do when they have no business meddling in the work that others do, especially if they're busy enough with what they're doing. They don't have time for it. It's time to get involved. Since it can make a difference and you can, there's probably a reason why you felt bad about our education system, because it was missing one thing: teaching children to think in concepts to make the world a better place so we can make a leap beyond where we are now, which is accepting of war. Are you kidding me, ladies? We didn't abort the sons that make it far enough to be 18 and be part of the selective service. I got a problem with that. Are you kidding me? We're still trying to control the people rather than help each one of them be in control. We can improve our health, wealth, and safety. And it's up to you and me to do it. We're the everyday people that make the world go round. We're the ones that unite to value create. And we will make the world a better place. Have an awesome day. Good to be with you. We'll be back tomorrow.